You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
A couple of years ago, me and a few of my friends did a challenge together. The challenge is called the 75 Hard, right? Yep, and it's awful. But a couple of the things in that is for 75 days, we had to do two workouts a day, every day. They need to be 30-minute workouts, and one of them had to be outside. Oh, 45? Okay, 45-minute workouts. There. See, I'm not even right. I did it. It's just been a while. 45-minute workouts, and one of them had to be outside. And the way that we set this up is we knew we wanted to be done before Thanksgiving so we could pig out and do whatever we wanted on Thanksgiving, right? So we had to back that up 75 days, which is about the middle of September. And so we started in September, and for me, my typical outdoor workout was to go on a walk. There's about a 3-mile trail that if I go from my house, I like that path. And then I get back, and it's, depending on how quickly I'm walking, it's 45 to 50 minutes. I would get the kids, help get them ready for bed, and then I would go on this walk, and I'd get back, and in September I'd get back as dusk was just falling, right? So I'd get back and it'd be starting to get dark. But what is dusk in September, as we're starting to see really clearly, is dark in November, to the point where I wasn't even leaving before it was dark out. And this 3-mile path, there's one part of it especially that is really dark. And my wife did not love me going on that path when it was really dark. And so she got me these LED like armbands that I could wear, which I think to me was more just like, so if someone wanted to abduct me, they could find me in the dark. But I wore them because it made her happy sometimes. Right, and so I would go on this walk then, but what's interesting, right, it wasn't, the path had not changed. Right? There was no difference in the path, so it wasn't the path, it was the darkness on that path that made it feel completely different. Right, and today as we see in Psalm 119 that God's word describes this same truth, that darkness brings fear and danger, but the light brings truth. And it brings peace and order, right? God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. But just like as September turns into October and into November and December and the days get shorter and shorter and shorter, sometimes there are seasons in our own spiritual life where the light might start to fade, where the darkness might start to creep in. Where those rhythms of life start to get neglected or they become that checkbox that, yeah, I got all the things done today, but they're not actually like filling me and keeping me in the light. And so about a month ago, we were going through our mission, vision, and values here at Trinity, and we had this graphic that you see in different places around the congregation that at Trinity we and the school has a different version of this, and the Early Childhood Center has a different version of this, but what we talked about is at Trinity we learn, and we learn as we worship and pray in community, as we study God's Word together, and we live out God's will for our lives. But again, in some seasons in life, that worship, it's worship can, or prayer, or reading God's word, or even living it out, can slip down the priority list of our lives. And the darkness starts to creep in. Often when we think of darkness, we think of evil and Satan and really bad things, but darkness can also creep in through distractions or busyness in our lives to where we no longer stay connected to the light of Jesus. Has that ever been the case for you? Have you ever been in that season of life? Has that recently been a season of your life, or is that even a season of life that is happening now for you? Well, in Matthew 4, Jesus is walking along the way by the Sea of Galilee, and he sees two brothers, one named Andrew, or Simon, who we call Peter, and the other Andrew, his brother. And they were casting their nets into the sea because that's what they did, right? They were fishermen. That's how they made their living. That's how they cared for their families. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately... Now, immediately is a word that happens a lot in the book of Mark, but doesn't happen very often in the book of Matthew. So when it comes in here, it's important to note that immediately these two brothers left their nets and they followed Jesus. And then going from there, Jesus saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and they were in the boat with Zebedee, their father, and they were mending their nets, and Jesus called to them. And again, immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed Jesus. Immediately, they leave everything, right? They didn't stop and ask Jesus, well, how am I going to take care of my family if I don't have fishing as a way to do that? Or what's next year going to look like? Or what's 5 years from now going to look like? They don't see the plan. They don't know the plan. They don't know where life will take them as they follow Jesus, but they immediately follow Jesus because the light draws them in. The light draws them closer to him. And that same Jesus that brought light into darkness, that defeated the darkness in his death on the cross and in his resurrection from the grave, that same Jesus who is the light of the world, who shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it, that same light that guides our paths is still shining today. He still calls his people through his word. That same word, that same light of the world that called the first disciples still leads and teaches his people today. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I know we've sang it a few times already, but can we read that together? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now notice, Miss Lori, and I knew she was going to do this, but she had a flashlight, right? A lamp is very different than a flashlight, isn't it? Right, when you're holding a lamp, it's not showing you way out in front of you, right? It's just showing you what's right around you. And so as God's word is a lamp to our feet, it is not showing us what 5 or 10 years from now will look like, but it's showing us our next step. The Spirit leads us as he goes before us and shows us that next step. And yes, sometimes we stumble as we try to follow Jesus, the light of the world, but even when we stumble, that light never fades. I want you to look on the wall over there on the west side. You see that red candle that's hanging up on the wall. Some of you may have never seen that over there. It's been there since the church was built, but some of you may have never seen that. That is called the Eternity Candle. It's a real candle that every Saturday night, one of our ushers comes in early and they come grab a new insert. It's actually a white candle that's in a red plastic. Shh, don't tell. But they grab the new insert. They pull that all the way down. They light the new candle. They extinguish that candle because it's down to about that much left. They put that in, and then it goes back up. And so if you came in on a Friday, you would see that candle really low. But it's always on. That candle's always lit as that reminder that light of the world, the light that shined in the darkness, the flame like the Holy Spirit on Pentecost who came and sat on the disciples' heads, that is still shining today and leading us to walk in the light. But what does that look like? Right? What does it look like to keep walking in light? Because when you open the Bible, it doesn't say, "Hey, Pastor Gerber, do this tomorrow." It doesn't say that. So what does it look like to keep walking in the light? Well, we keep walking in the light by getting to know Jesus more and more, and we do that by being in his word, by building those rhythms, those sacred rhythms of life, not checkboxes that we just do, but those rhythms that help us stay connected to Him. Right, at Trinity, we worship and pray in community. We study God's Word together, and we live out God's will for our lives. And as you hear those things are both communal, that we do together, but also individual, things that we do as individuals, as people. And so for individuals, that might look differently for each of us. But some ways that we can stay connected to the light, maybe that looks like the first thing that you do in the morning is, when you wake up, is say a prayer. Right? Luther has his morning prayer with which all of our students get to hear and pray often. Or maybe it's reading His Word. As the morning light dawns, as the light breaks into the darkness of this world, so too might it break into our lives first thing in the morning. I also know we all have super busy lives, right? And so sometimes that looks like taking the ordinary moments of life and turning them into sacred moments. And so as you're on your way to work or to school or to drop your kids off at the early childhood center, instead of just listening to whatever's on the radio, taking time to hear God's Word, right? Listening to it play through the Bible app, or by listening to worship music or hymns that help keep you fixed on Jesus even in those ordinary moments of life. Or maybe it's pausing to pray before you go into that meeting that you've been dreading all week, or you go to see that person that you've not been really well connected to, and there's been a struggle there. Or just pausing to pray to thank God for the beautiful sunrise of the morning, or for the gifts that He has given you, even breath in your lungs. Or taking that time to the very last thing you do to spend time in prayer. And if you look at Luther's evening prayer in the catechism, after the evening prayer, in italics underneath, it says, "And now go immediately to sleep." Right? To that first thing and that last thing to be centered on the light of the world. But while it's also individual, it's also communal. And so one of the ways that we continue to walk in the light is by doing what you're doing right now. By gathering in worship, by weekly coming to hear of His gifts and to receive those gifts. And remember, these are not chores, right? These are not things that we have to do. Parents, you know what it's like when you ask your kid to do a chore that they don't want to do. Hey, will you go do this? And what's the response? Fine. Right? That's not what this is. Right, these rhythms of life, they're not chores, they're not checkboxes that if I just do them all that everything will be okay, but these are invitations to walk with Jesus, to take that one next step. As we saw last week in 2 Corinthians 3, to move from one degree of glory to another, right? And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image, into that glory of the Lord, from one degree of glory to another. Right, this isn't about going from a life of all sin to a perfect life. Right, this is about going from right here today to right here tomorrow. And then here the next day to take one next step. But I want to remind you, this is not about earning anything for your salvation. Right, everything that needed to be earned for your salvation was earned by Jesus on the cross and in the empty tomb. So this is not about earning anything, but it's about walking with that one who did die and rise again for you, who is the light of the world, who guides your steps. And so I want to ask you, what's that next step that God is calling you to take? Again, not about earning anything, but what is He calling you to take? As Jesus is the light of the world, that's lighting not all of your future here on this earth, but lighting that next step, what's one step? What's one small step that the Spirit is calling you to take this week to stay near His Word? Now, in a little bit, I'm going to ask you to write it down, whether that's on a piece of paper or whether that's on your phone. I'm going to ask you to write that down and then share it with someone before you leave. Now, again, that might be someone here, or maybe you text someone and say, hey, here's what I'm working on. Here's the way that the Spirit is calling me to continue to walk with him. But I want you to do that before you leave. Because it's very easy once you walk out either those doors or those doors to kind of have our brain wiped and we can just go on with everything that we've always done. So what is, as God is that light to your path, what is that next step through the guidance of the Holy Spirit that he's calling you to take this week? So take a little bit of time. Again, write it down, share it with someone, but have the Spirit speak to you and see how he's leading you this week. That may have not been enough time to write it down. It may have not been enough time to share it with someone. But again, I encourage you to do that before you leave today, because it's so easy to get back into those other rhythms that distract us from staying close to God's word. But I want to remind you that that light still shines in your life today. So at the end of our service today, we're going to sing a closing hymn, closing song, right? Switch services. We're going to sing a closing song. And it's going to be one that's just going to be exciting as God leads us out into our weeks. But you may not notice this because you're singing and you're worshiping, but as that song starts, you're going to watch our acolytes come forward, right? And they're going to bow here, and then they're going to go up, and they're going to unlight all of the candles, except for one. When they'll turn their, and the official technical term for this is acolyte stick or candle lighting stick, they're going to turn it around and they're going to light their stick off of that candle and then put that candle out, and then they're going to walk out carrying the light of Jesus ahead of you, so that when you leave today, that light of Jesus has already led you into your day, has already led you into your week. That light of Jesus still shines and it still leads you out of this place and into the world where the darkness needs to see that light reflected in your life. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. As we close today, I want us to read this together, but as we read these words, I want us to recognize that some of us are going to read that differently. The words will be the same, but the thoughts behind them might be. And so as you read that, maybe you read that as a prayer or a petition to ask that God would help shine that light onto that next step. Maybe there's a big decision in front of you, and you need to know, what is God calling me to do tomorrow? And so then read that as a prayer. Or maybe it's a commitment. Maybe you have not been staying close to the light of Jesus. And so maybe as you pray that, you pray it as a commitment to say, yes, Jesus, I'm going to walk close to you as you light my path. Or maybe it's a word of thanksgiving as you thank God for all of the times that he has already and know that he will continue to light your path. And so as we close, as even though we're going to have different thoughts behind it, let's read God's word together. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen? Amen. Amen.